Well, Charlotte, first part of an emotional, I suppose, 24 hours. How much did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was great fun. It was really good just to go in there and have a play, really, more than think of having to go in there and do a test. And I think Vallegro loved it as well.
You don't get much chance to perform in front of a British crowd, but this is the big thank you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we compete in Europe quite a lot when we're away, so the home crowd don't really get to see us, which is why I love coming to Olympia at the end of the year, so everybody gets to see us compete and, you know, be a part of it. And it's just so magical to have that support behind us.
Was it an easy decision to bring the curtain down on his career?
Yes, I think, you know, what else can he do? He's won everything there is to win. We've been so successful. We've done more than we ever dreamt of doing. And I think what he's done for the sport and, you know, for us, it's incredible. And I think, you know, there's been so many horses that you've seen at top level and they've gone on and, you know, it's not been the best end for them. And so for me, I felt it was really, really important to stop when it was the right moment, and winning at the Olympics, finishing with the gold, individual gold, there's not a better way to finish.
You're talking about this is the right moment. When was the moment that you knew when you were with Vallegro and you went, this could be different?
What, as in retiring?
No, at the start of the career.
In what way?
When you first sat on, you thought we could actually do something special together when you were with him?
I think, you know, throughout my whole journey with him has been so special. I mean, I knew nothing when I started with him. I mean, he was like probably one of my third dressage horses. You know, I'd only had Fernandez myself and ridden with Judy Harvey beforehand. And, you know, we'd started from five-year-old classes, so we won everything from five, six, seven-year-old, like, you know, up to Grand Prix. And nobody could say we knew he was going to be the horse he is, because, you know, if you'd written down what we've achieved, you'd be like, absolutely, that is not possible. How can one person with one horse win all of that? And, you know, it's just been beyond our expectation of what we've achieved. And I think just through each level and every year, you kind of get more closer and closer. And I feel like I mould into Blueberry. You know, I kind of just feel like such a partnership and connection.
Which was the performance that you walked off and you said, wow?
There's been quite a few of those. I have to say, a few of them have been here, getting world records. And I have to say, Rio was just one of those. My cur was just one of those tests where I felt so emotional at the end, not only because obviously I was retiring him, but because I felt he'd given me everything he'd had in him. And I mean, it was just, to me, felt so faultless and just such a special ride.
Will you miss him?
Of course I'll miss him. How can I not miss him? I mean, it's going to be, you know, really tough, I think, going to shows and not having him there. I think that for me will probably be the hardest thing. You know, I think it's great. I still see him every day at home, and I still have him there if I want to ride him and, you know, play around with him. And, you know, I'm still going to go out and do some demonstrations because he loves it. He's a performer. He loves going out and performing. He loves big crowds. He, you know, more people that scream and shout for him, the more he, you know, rises to that occasion. He absolutely loves it. So, you know, the fact that, okay, I've finished competing him, I've retired in that sense, but, you know, he's still at home. I still get to ride him. I still see him and get to do other things with him.
So the final performance tomorrow, you want people to whoop, holler, scream, shout,
absolutely,
give it their all.
Absolutely, totally, because, you know, why not? I mean, I know it's sad, but it's not sad in a way that, you know, it's not the end of Vallegro. I mean, he still will exist, he will still be around, you know, but he's just retired from competing. And you know, I think he loves that. He loves people screaming, shouting and stamping their feet. And you know, I think he's an incredible horse and I think many people will remember him for such a long time.
We've loved it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.